Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com. Here's Alan Stock.
Over the past couple of months, the protests and riots have brought out the best and worst in people. Some of the people expressing grief may have been well-intentioned to address what they perceived as unjust police behavior. Unfortunately, the tactics used by many protesters, well-intentioned or not, became confrontational with all law enforcement across the entire nation. Yes, the police became defensive. Wouldn't any of us been defensive if people were screaming epithets and threats just inches from our face? As weeks wore on, protesters became angrier, more brazen, and more willing to violate the law. Those violations included hurling projectiles at police, tearing down statues, and much more. Many white protesters hurled racial epithets at black cops, and many black protesters hurled racial epithets at any white individual with an earshot. Protesters have forcefully taken over city blocks and set up their own entities, first in Seattle and now in New York. What we have seen and continue to see is a serious breakdown in law and order. In the meantime, the coronavirus has become a political tool to divide the nation. In most of the world, nations are concerned about survival, shutdowns, and the economic impact. We're concerned about that in America as well. But for us, it has become a political weapon. Democrats use it as another bullet to fire at the president in their attempts to drive him from office. Nancy Pelosi apparently feels she bears no responsibility for her invitation for people across the country to join her in marches down San Francisco's Chinatown. So that's where we're at as our nation begins to celebrate our Day of Independence. On July 4, 1986, President Ronald Reagan was preparing to witness a great celebration in the New York Harbor. But more important than the show were the words President Reagan shared with the nation. His words sought to reach deep into what America might feel about the birth of the greatest nation in the history of mankind. His words sought to reach out to bridge American diversity. Race, religion, politics made no difference to President Reagan. His attempt was to bring all of us together as one nation, under God. Now, these are some of the words that day. Quote, 56 men came forward to sign the parchment. It was noted at the time that they pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honors. And that was more than rhetoric. Each of these men knew the penalty for high treason to the crown. We must all hang together, Benjamin Franklin said, or we assuredly will all hang separately. They were brave. They stayed brave through all the bloodshed of the coming years. Their courage created a nation built on a universal claim to human dignity, on the proposition that every man, woman, and child had a right to a future of freedom. My fellow Americans, it falls to us to keep faith with them and all the great Americans of our past. Believe me, if there's one impression I carry with me after the privilege of holding for 5.5 years the office held by Adams and Jefferson and Lincoln, it is this, that the things that unite us, America's past of which we're so proud, our hopes and aspirations for the future of the world and this much-loved country, these things far outweigh what little divides us. And so tonight we reaffirm that Jew and Gentile, we are one nation under God, that black and white, we are one nation indivisible, that Republican and Democrat, we are all Americans. Tonight, with heart and hand, through whatever trial and travail, we pledge ourselves to each other and to the cause of human freedom, the cause that has given light to this land and hope to the world. End of quote. Have a safe and joyous Fourth. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.